Rack 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Holy, did you miss it? Did we almost miss our break?
Almost missed it. You and I are in here horse around Wikipediaing things that we don't need to Wikipedia. Anyway, but we're back. We made it. It's 6:24. Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Let's do sports. Yes, that's what we're doing.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges for Memorial Day weekend, every holiday weekend. If you want to celebrate Memorial Day the right way, well, you got to have a fridge full of delicious Bud products. So get your freezer or cooler stocked up, and you'll be good to go.
Seen the Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea?
Oh, dude, I've already had it, and it is delicious.
Have you tried it? I haven't tried it yet.
It's so good. Yeah, I grabbed a variety pack the other day.
That's what they have right now. Yep. I don't know if they have them in the big cans yet, but it's zero sugar. So typically, iced tea is pretty sweet. Yeah. So is it pretty sweet, or how is it?
No, dude, it's perfect. It is absolute, and I'm not just saying that because Bud's one of our sponsors. It makes you feel like, what's the best way to
describe it?
It makes you feel like you're in a white linen suit sitting on a porch down south. That's what it makes you feel like. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Fine.
How about that?
I guess I'll pick some up then. That sounds pretty good.
So anyway.
I like that. Because we did see those on the shelves the other day, and the wife and I are like, you know what? Memorial Day weekend, that's going to happen.
Get
that's
some.
That's going to happen. So.
Do it. All right. Hit us with sports.
Hey. Do it. We're going to kick it off with kick-ass sports from Major League Baseball. Indians beating the Tigers 5-2 yesterday or last night. White Sox beating the Orioles 5-1. Cubs beating the Pirates 5-3. Games today, Reds going to beat Chicago playing the Cubs at 2:20. Yankees over in Detroit playing the Tigers 7:10. Catch that on 94.9 WSJM. Orioles going to beat Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Moving over to the NBA, it's the playoffs. Round one, here we go, best of seven. Last night, Bucks beating the Heat 113-84. Milwaukee leads that 3-0. Milwaukee's going to walk it. Dude, your Bucks looking good. I'm serious.
Look,
they're looking very good.
They are looking good, but the Bucks have a habit. They have a habit of choking. They do. They'll crush it. Brewers do the same thing. Hell, the Packers do the same thing, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's like all the Wisconsin teams just light it up, and it keeps us fans entertained, and it keeps us holding on.
Keeps you coming back.
You know, it's coming back for more.
It's like hitting a birdie putt on the 18th, you know?
Exactly.
Right, I'll come back next time I hit a birdie putt.
Yeah.
It eggs you to come back.
It's like dating that hot girl that you know you shouldn't be with, but the sex is really good, so you...
You know, she's got like three other boyfriends.
Yeah, and she'll burn your clothes in the front yard, but the sex is so good that you're like, all right, I'll come back for just know. One more month. Just keep
I can
coming
look
back.
Past it. I can look past it.
I can. It's all right.
That's terrible. Anyway, yeah, your Bucks looking pretty damn good, man. They do have some people ahead of them, though, that are also pretty damn good, like the Lakers. Lakers beating the Suns last night, 109-95. LA leads that series 2-1. The Nuggets, man, beating the Blazers, 120-115. Close game there. Denver leads that series 2-1. Tonight, Knicks going to be in Atlanta playing the Hawks at 7 o'clock. Nets over in Boston playing the Celtics, 8:30. Clippers going to be in Dallas playing the Mavericks at 9:30. Let's talk. We got one story here before we can go. This is kind of crazy, man. I didn't know this many people actually went to these. Last year, the Indy 500, I should say, postponed until August and run without fans in the stand. This year, it looks a little different. Looks like things are back on schedule as the race will be this Sunday with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway filled to 40% capacity. That means 135,000 fans will be there to see the race live, making it the largest enclosed gathering of people since the coronavirus stuff started. So at 40%, they're at 135,000 fans. Damn, dude, how big is this place?
Dude, huge. Massive.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking, so Michigan is like the third largest stadium in the world.
Yeah.
At like 112,000, 13,000 or something, which is massive, dude. 135,000 fans at 40% capacity.
Yep. Dude, it's like when it's full on, when they can have everyone there, it's a small city. It is insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to go. We need to go to one of these.
I had an opportunity to go to an Indy 500, and I passed it up because we are at Red Bud the day before. And if you know anything about Red Bud, I didn't really feel too good the next day. And so I passed up the Indy race, and now I'm kind of kicking myself for it.
Yeah, as much fun as Red Bud is, to go to the small city that does become the Indianapolis 500, yeah, you missed out for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Damn it. So there you go. I thought I would share that with you. I didn't know that many people went to the old Indy 500 happening this Sunday. So here you go. Cars hauling ass in Indianapolis.
Ace. All right.
Like serious ass.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all mine.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning.
Come on.
It is 7:22. God, it's crappy outside, man. Ace.
That's a big turd. It's a big turd. Right. Turd weather.
Hopefully it'll get better. You know, this is a good day for a nap, though, I guess. I need plenty of rest before I get to the three-day weekend. So, hey, that works out. Yeah. That works out.
There you go.
Anyway, 7:23. We got to keep it moving. It's time for Sportsies.
Sports. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. Make sure you stock up before the three-day weekend because there's nothing worse than, like, getting to Sunday morning and you go to have that Sunday morning beer for Memorial Day and your fridge is empty because you went too hard. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah, you need to stock up. Stock up fat. It's a three-day weekend. And you know what? Ice cold Bud Lights, the Bud Light seltzers, man. The Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Have you tried that yet?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic.
Well, I mean, you're the calorie guy. You're always reading calories.
You don't
get a temple like this
without right. Watching what you put in your body.
It's a dirty temple, that's for sure. Anyway, hell with scores. We're going to do straight up stories, right? Yeah, I know. All right. IndyCar. This is wild, dude. Last year, the Indy 500 was postponed until August and run without fans in the stands, obviously. This year, it looks like things are back on schedule as the race will be this Sunday with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway filled to 40% capacity. That means 135,000 fans will be there to see the race live, making it the largest enclosed gathering of people since this coronavirus thing started. So 40% capacity at 135,000 fans. How many people? I mean, do the math. Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's a ton.
I had no idea that many people went to this race.
Yep. Yeah, that's nuts, dude. Even at 40%, that's a city. That's a small city. You get that
city.
Full capacity. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, I've been to the Michigan Stadium with 112,000 fans.
Yeah.
And, dude, it is something. It is something to be there and feel that. Those people cheering. 135 at 40%. Not to mention the cars flying by. How noisy is it in this town?
Yeah. Yeah. It's because you have the neighbors like, God, not this again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's imagine a deep roar, man.
The traffic around that. Good Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty wild. So Indy 500 this weekend. Moving over to basketball. Fans are back in the arenas for the NBA playoffs. A couple of them won't be coming back anytime soon, though. Philadelphia 76ers announced that a fan who dumped popcorn as an injured Russell Westbrook was heading to the locker room on Wednesday was a season ticket holder. His tickets have been revoked, and he's banned from the Wells Fargo Center events indefinitely.
Man, I hope it was worth it. I hope it was worth it dumping that popcorn.
Old bag of popcorn. Man. What about, you know, Benny the Bull can come flying down the aisle and pour popcorn over everybody, but if you do it to a player, you're gone.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's just popcorn. Not like it's going to hurt him. Yeah. You know?
What if he was a fan? Maybe it was like a graduate. You know, well, I guess he was hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's another guy who spit on Trae Young.
See, now that's terrible. That's awful. Terrible. Yeah, that guy should be banned from all sports arenas for the rest of his life.
Yeah, there's just a weird thing about spitting on people. It's not crossing the line. It is like pole vaulting over the line.
Look, even before the pandemic, that was effed up, man. Like, if you have ever been a spitter in your life, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to spit in this person. You're a piece of trash.
Yeah. It's usually a pissed off woman. That's usually what.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's nothing that will make me more angry.
Yeah.
I hope my wife's not listening because
she just comes out straight up llamas you in the face, man. Just,
I'm the loogie guy, remember?
Yeah, you remember? That's me.
All right, let's finish it up with hockey. Wayne Gretzky may have retired in 1999, but still breaking records. His 1979 rookie card recently sold for, yes, you heard me right here, $3.75 million. $3.75 million,
bro. The great one, man. The great one. Look, this is great, but hold on. We got to talk about something completely different. Did you see the gif of Wayne Gretzky trying to get a kiss?
No. No, what?
So this is at a hockey game, and it said, the title of this was "Even the Great One Doesn't Score Every Time," and so it's him like leaning over with his wife, and he's doing the kissy face, right? He's doing the kissy face, and so she's kind of ignoring him, and I don't know if she sees him at first, and so he's sitting like it lingers, and he's kind of like, because I think he knows that the camera's on them, but she doesn't know, and then when she finally kind of, because he's still like. And he kind of like taps her, like, and she like looks and like she's like shakes her head no, and then he just turns and he's like, oh my god, it's so bad, it's so bad.
You know what he should have been saying instead of going, he should have been saying, my rookie card just sold for 3.75, so you better kiss me, bitch.
Yeah, so even the great one gets denied from time to time.
Jesus, Wayne.
Give me a look. Give Wayne a little kiss.
What is he like Sebastian from The Little Mermaid? Kiss the girl.
Kiss the hockey player.
Kiss the girl.
La, 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 la. Yeah, so it was hilarious. I don't care about his card being worth $3.3 million. He got denied a kiss in public on the big screen, and it was it was hilarious. Yeah,
there you go. Interesting sports report this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back with more. Stick around.